India is set to overtake China as the world's most populous country in less than a decade, 6 years sooner than previously forecast. That's just one of the findings from the United Nations' latest population report. Another surprise, fast-growing Nigeria is on course to outstrip the US to become the country with the third largest population by about 2050. For more on the report's findings, our reporter Mandy Sammy spoke to the head of the UN's Population Division, John Wilmoth.
It appears that the crossover between the population of India and China will occur a little bit sooner than we had predicted previously. And this just relates to a revision of the estimates for the two countries so that we revised upward slightly the population of India, slightly downward for the population of China. And we also made a slight downward revision on the fertility level in China. All of this combines to mean that the point at which the population of India will overtake that of China is a few years earlier than we had predicted earlier.
We talk about China, you know, the emerging world power. How do these numbers feed into that picture?
The fact that India is overtaking it, does that make a difference? Oh, I think, you know, the population is only one of several factors. And India will need to develop its economy and its social system and in many ways to catch up with the kinds of economic progress in any case that has been made in China. So population is one factor, but I wouldn't exaggerate it. You know, demography is not destiny. It's a powerful force, but it's not destiny by any means in any of these situations that we're talking about.
So you talk about their fertility. You know, what does the world face when it comes to fertility and aging populations?
Population aging relates to many populations of the world, which are now experiencing relatively low levels of fertility. And in fact, 46% of the world's population now lives in 83 countries with low levels of fertility, where women are having fewer than 2.1 children on average over the life course.
That's almost the majority of the world's population. What does that actually mean?
Well, it means it's an enormous shift from how things were 40 years ago. That's absolutely for sure. And I think also this is probably, to the world as a whole, this may be the big surprise, understanding that really it's many large countries of the world that you might not have expected, that it's not only China, but also Bangladesh and Iran and many other countries of the world that now have total fertility rates below this threshold of 2.1. Which means that we're really in a different world where for much of the world today there's this prospect of slower growth and in some cases even declining populations, and in all cases aging populations. And for many countries in the future, probably the major concern in relation to their demographic situation will be population aging, not population growth.
So is it a problem?
You know, aging in some ways is one of the greatest human accomplishments. The fact that now people don't die so much early in life, this is a revolutionary change, and it's a sign of enormous success. But at the same time, it raises certain issues because it creates a world that's different from what we've known. It's a question of how to assure that older persons have the social support and protection that they need and the healthcare services. And it's for countries that have pay-as-you-go pension systems, it's very much a question of how to assure that those systems are sustainable over the long run. The problem with population trends are the extremes. You know, extremely rapid growth from very high fertility or extremely rapid population aging and potentially population decline from very low fertility. Stability over time is probably more important than absolute levels.
Overall, would you say that this is a positive picture, or is it one that worries you when you look at these numbers?
That's a very difficult question. The births have stopped increasing. Hans Rosling talks about peak birth, that we've passed peak birth, and he's correct. The number of births has more or less stabilized over the last 20 years, and that's not increasing. But what is increasing is the number of people living at older ages, and this is an enormous sign of success. However, you can't deny that the increased human activity in terms of consumption and production and the impact of human activity on the Earth's environment is troublesome to anyone who looks at it. To look at the change and the speed of change that's taking place, it's troublesome to think about what this may bring in terms of environmental changes and how that then could alter the Earth's ability to support not only human life, but life of other species. So I it's always a mixed picture for me in terms of, am I an optimist or a pessimist when I look at demographic trends? To be honest, I think there's some of both.
That's John Wilmoth, the head of the UN's Population Division, speaking with Mandy Sammy.